2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 3:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have an overcast sky, 43 degrees. KSL's top story.
The coronavirus, the Utah response.
The state is trying to figure out how to get vaccines to everyone now eligible. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live. Paul?
And Jeff, there was a certain problem with people who needed the vaccines over the age of 16 with certain health problems. Department of Health spokesman Tom Udaco says the Pfizer vaccine is the only option for those people under the age of 18. And not every local health department was able to store it properly since it needed to be stored at negative 80 degrees Celsius.
And there are only so many providers throughout the state who have the capability to provide that ultra cold storage.
But the FDA now says the vaccine does not have to be stored at such a low temperature, so more health centers and pharmacies are going to be able to have it. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Utah's health leaders say the state grows ever closer to herd immunity. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
The state is getting close to 750,000 total vaccines administered. Those two figures alone represent 30% of the population, although officials with Intermountain Healthcare have noted that we're probably closer to 40 or 50% immune when also factoring for symptomatic individuals who were never diagnosed with the virus.
He says it's realistic to think the state will be over 70% immune by June or July. The decline we've seen in COVID cases the past few weeks appears to be leveling off. ABC's Faith Abube has the latest from Washington.
New concerns within the White House Coronavirus Task Force as the seven-day average of deaths and new cases shift in the wrong direction. This as the FDA considers emergency use authorization for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
The bottom line is that the more vaccines that have high efficacy that we can get into play, the better.
Dr. Anthony Fauci. The federal government is set to open two new mass vaccination sites with the potential to vaccinate 3,000 to 6,000 people a day. Faith Abube, ABC News, Washington.
The U.S. House will soon vote on President Biden's nearly $2 trillion stimulus plan. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the COVID relief bill is expected to pass in the House and be sent to the Senate. In a news conference today, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy accused Speaker Nancy Pelosi of filling the relief bill with political favors for allies.
That's why I'll be voting no on the Pelosi payoff bill.
Democrats in the Senate plan to use a process called reconciliation to get the measure passed without Republicans who refuse to support it. President Biden is hearing firsthand from Texans clobbered by this month's brutal winter weather. The president has heard from emergency officials. It is his first trip to a major disaster site since he took office a little over a month ago. An FDA advisory panel this hour giving a green light to Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine. The FDA chair is now expected to grant the vaccine emergency use authorization. Potential 2024 presidential candidates are wooing activists at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando. CPAC speakers today include Senator Ted Cruz.
God bless CPAC.
And Senator Josh Hawley, who received a standing ovation while talking about his involvement to overturn the election results.
On January the 6th, I objected during the Electoral College certification. Maybe you heard about it.
Former President Trump will speak on Sunday. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
And there will be some local faces at CPAC this weekend. 4th District Congressman Burgess Owens is scheduled to speak on a panel tomorrow morning. And former Congressman Jason Chaffetz is also scheduled to speak this weekend. We're learning new information about the Tiger Woods car crash earlier this week. ABC's Alex Stone is in Los Angeles.
Now, 3 days after Tiger Woods crashed the SUV he was driving, LA County Sheriff Alex Villanueva saying during an interview that Woods does not remember the accident. Villanueva saying at the hospital, Woods was asked by investigators what happened and he had no recollection. On Thursday, Woods was transferred from Harbor UCLA Medical Center to Cedars-Sinai for orthopedic care and recovery. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
KSL News Time 3:35, KSL Sports. The Utah Jazz are back on the road tonight. They're going to be in Miami taking on the Heat. Isn't the Heat the place where they have COVID-sniffing dogs for all the people who come in? Yeah, it is. The Jazz are coming off a big win over the Lakers earlier this week. They're hoping to keep the streak going. Tip-off is 6 o'clock tonight, Mountain Time. Maybe they'll get a chance to pet the puppies. KSL News Time, 3:35. Ricky Meese is here with a look at the traffic. Trouble spots?
Yeah, it's the 21st South Freeway. Now, the speeds are improving, but we've had an accident. Westbound SR 201 just after I-215's west belt had been blocking left lanes. We still have delays that are passing back to, they're back to about, I'm going to say about 9th West. So if you're exiting off of I-15 to take the 201, you are going to see some backups. But by the time you're passing the west belt, speeds will quickly pick back up again. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, thanks, Ricky. Coming up, why millions of people are turning their $1,000 phones into disposable cameras. You remember them? Stay here.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do, it makes me laugh. Why did our eyes get so red?
Oh, no, he's playing Nickelback on the radio. We'll be right back.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.